Hachette Audio presents The Danger Within Us, America's untested, unregulated medical device industry and one man's battle to survive it. Written and read by Gene Lenzer. This program includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF. Prologue. When I was studying to be a physician associate, a PA, at Duke University, I was taught to diagnose and treat common and not so common illnesses. As a practicing PA, I wrote prescriptions, performed minor surgical procedures, and made referrals to specialists. I thought that if I stayed on top of new developments in medicine and was caring and conscientious enough, I could help people. I wouldn't harm patients. Certainly, I wouldn't kill them. I was wrong. For years, I worked in rural emergency rooms, serving as the sole on-site medical provider for patients with everything from sprained ankles to heart attacks and major trauma. When I saw patients with chest pain, I routinely ordered several drugs, including one called lidocaine, given to prevent or stop extra heartbeats known as premature ventricular contractions, or PVCs. Although PVCs can occur occasionally in healthy individuals and aren't dangerous in themselves, they tend to occur more frequently in heart attack patients, and they have the potential to touch off deadly heart rhythms. Lidocaine was widely seen as a life-saving drug. Professional organizations such as the American College of Emergency Physicians and the American Heart Association, the AHA, had issued guidelines recommending lidocaine for routine use in patients with acute chest pain. And like doctors across the nation, I had faith in the drug, not just because it was recommended, but because I'd seen it save the life of a man too young to die. Mr. R. was in his early 40s when he was wheeled into the small rural ER where I was working as the medical provider, along with two nurses. One of the nurses recognized him as a local firefighter. He had crushing chest pain and was sweating profusely. I saw the look of terror in his eyes and knew he was wondering, "Am I going to die?" Within minutes, I had ordered oxygen, aspirin, nitroglycerin, and morphine for Mr. R., and was just about to add lidocaine when the alarm on his heart monitor suddenly emitted its high-pitched squeal. I looked up to see the fluorescent green tracing revealing a run of PVCs. I ordered the lidocaine, which the nurse injected into an intravenous line. The first few minutes after a heart attack are always tense. If one of those PVCs touched off the deadly rhythm known as ventricular fibrillation, Mr. R.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?